This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump has tweeted that he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for the coronavirus. His positive test comes just hours after the White House announced that senior aide Hope Hicks came down with the virus after traveling with the president several times this week. Mr. Trump, 74 years old, putting him at higher risk of serious complications from a virus that has now killed more than 205,000 people nationwide. In a memo, the president's physician said that the president and first lady are both well at this time and plan to remain at home within the White House during their convalescence. Democrats controlling the U.S. House narrowly passed a $2.2 trillion COVID-19 relief bill Thursday, a move that came as top-level talks on smaller, potentially bipartisan measures dragged on toward an uncertain finish. An air of pessimism has largely taken over the Capitol. The Democratic bill passed after a bipartisan debate without any Republicans in support. The move puts lawmakers no closer to actually delivering aid, such as more generous weekly unemployment payments, extended help for small businesses and especially troubled economic sectors, and another round of $1,200 direct payments to most Americans. Passage of the $2.2 trillion plan came after a burst of negotiations this week between the Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Again, U.S. President Trump has tweeted that he and First Lady Melania Trump have tested positive for coronavirus. This comes as his aide, Hope Hicks, came down with the virus after traveling with the president as well. The United States continues to have both the highest number of COVID-19-related deaths and infections. Total number of deaths is more than 1,021,000 globally.